937.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's the Friday night edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
Whatever's on your mind. Maybe it's a political issue, something of a personal nature. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there for you, including the broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. So pretty much anybody who's online can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And everything else that you find at freetalklive.com is on the house as well. So go and enjoy it for free. It's Ian, and let's go to the...
So long. And Ian, well, Torgo is to say Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
So as always, we've got a bunch of stuff that we want to talk about tonight, and I know we'll only get to a fraction of it, but this show is about your calls, and so you can take control anytime. Bring up whatever you want. In the meantime, we'll bring up what's on our minds. Torgo, what'd you bring in tonight?
Crackhead.
Crackheads?
Yeah. I brought crackheads with me tonight.
Thank goodness they're not in the studio.
They're in the van.
Okay, good. I don't want them, you know, going around the office doing things they shouldn't.
You seem like just the type to drive a van, you know that?
A big red child molester van full of crackheads. Yeah, that would be me. I've got the look. Anyway, from the Quad City area in Illinois and Iowa, which is where I'm from originally, there's a man who has been arrested for selling fake crack.
Oh, my goodness.
Police say 21-year-old James...
Bad enough to sell crack. It's even worse when it's fake.
Yes. Well, there's part of this article that makes me angry, and I've said this in the past, but police say that 21-year-old James Joy soaked pieces of bread in water and then dried them in the microwave to make them resemble crack, and then sold them on the streets as the real thing. So it was bread. It was wet bread that he had microwaved until it looked like crack.
He must have done this before, don't you think?
Apparently. I don't know where he, you know, came up with the idea to MacGyver this fake crack out of wet bread. But apparently it's against the law to sell any substance if the person buying it thinks it's an illegal drug.
Yeah, isn't that retarded?
Yeah, that's the thing that makes me angry. Okay, fine. If it's illegal to sell certain drugs, I understand that those laws have been in place forever. I don't like them, but I'm willing to deal with them in my life for right now.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all to put somebody in jail.
But they just said it's against the law to lie to someone, is what they said. I mean, yeah. Regardless of what it is.
If you sell a bag of oregano instead of marijuana, you could get punished for it. I think it's crazy.
And now here's the question. Is it illegal for the person who thinks it's crack to then smoke the bread?
Yeah, that's a good question. Are they if they think they bought crack and they're in possession of it, are they guilty of possession of something they thought was crack?
Right, exactly. Possession of a supposedly illicit substance.
Right.
Something very similar happened when I was in, I think, 7th or 8th grade at...
You smoked some bread?
I smoked no bread, no.
Oh, okay.
At the private school I went to here in the Tampa Bay area, Braden and Christian School. One boy brought... baking soda, or baking powder, baking soda to school.
Doing lines of baking soda,
yes.
Huh?
That's got to be real pleasant, I can't imagine.
Did you do any?
No. I wasn't in the in crowd, please. Dork.
I snorted pixie sticks when I was a kid.
I did Smarties, good. Crushed up Smarties. That was not fun.
Well, three boys got suspended for a full semester over this.
Kids, don't try this at home, by the way.
A full semester over... baking soda.
Or wow. Baking soda or baking powder, one of the two.
Did they follow it up with a little bit of vinegar just for fun?
I don't know.
That would have been so awful. It would have looked like I had, like, nasal rabies.
Oh, my goodness. So what happened to this guy? He got busted for selling crack bread. Bread that was made up to look like crack.
And the investigators say that he's a crack addict who was trying to make money to actually buy real crack.
Right.
So he was selling fake crack to people to get their money so he could buy the real thing.
Well, that tends to be how it works in the world of drugs. The low-level street dealers are usually just addicts that are just trying to cover their costs. They're the addicts that aren't really willing to go out and club somebody over the head and rob them. They think up creative things like this.
Right.
Well, scam people.
There's no resolution here. He's been arrested. He's in the county jail there in Scott County, Iowa.
Got to be Got to be tough sitting in the county jail for bread possession.
I mean, I guess if you're dealing with something like cocaine, I mean, typically on the black market, it's cut with things, right? I mean, you cut in, I don't know what they use, sugar or detergent. I'm not sure what they cut and poke with. But it basically means you're mixing the cocaine in with some other white sort of substance, right? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, it seems like baby powdered milk stuff is what they use, I think.
Carnation non-fat dry milk.
So they cut it with something. So I guess that if you've got 50% cocaine and 50% cut versus 100% cocaine, there's no difference in charge there. So it's basically 0% cocaine, 100% bread, and so there's no difference in charge.
I guess that would work.
It does make a twisted bit of logic. I think that I can see.
I'm trying here.
I can see in a world where crack is illegal that making things look like crack and selling them as crack would be illegal, too. I can see that. Robbing a bank with a toy gun,
right,
just as illegal as robbing
a bank. Here's my question. When you give somebody a drug or alcohol or something, or what you want them to think is a drug or alcohol, and they think that it is, and they consume it, then they have like a brain response that, since they think what they're consuming is a drug, they start exhibiting some of the behavior as a result of that. I wonder if any of his clients that got the bread, packed it into one of their little crack pipes, smoked it, and actually felt as though they were catching a buzz.
That'd be awesome. But I gotta get back to Manwich here. You said robbing a bank with a toy gun is just as illegal as robbing a bank. How does that compare to this in any way? It doesn't. Because right now we're talking about fake crack. There is nothing there's no illicit substance in question. Maybe if you were saying he was selling real crack and delivering it with a Nerf bow and arrow set, possibly that would compare. But
the thing is, you're asking me to defend the drug war, and I can't.
Right.
I think it's a big mess. But in the world where crack is illegal, I can see why they would make toasted.
I'm not asking you to defend the drug war. I'm just asking you to have coherent analogies. That's all I'm asking for.
That's a pretty coherent analogy.
No, it's not.
You're still robbing a bank.
You're still robbing a bank. In this case,
someone.
No one's selling or smoking crack.
Because in a bank, you threaten somebody with a deadly weapon.
You're threatening them with force. It doesn't matter if it's in your jacket pocket or if it's out...
Okay.
Or if it's out in front of them.
So to you, the problem with a bank robbery is the threat, not the fact that they're stealing thousands of dollars from people?
Stealing, they give it to them.
You're silly, man. 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You know, some people don't like it when we talk about things like this. Davis emailed the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Your show is in the subject line, crybabies. Your show is about a bunch of mindless, irrelevant crap.
It's
spelled irrelevant, by the way. You don't deserve the airtime you get. And GCN and its sponsors should drop your crappy show. I only listen to the tail end of your show, waiting for Butch so-and-so. To say you don't care about the truth of 9/11 makes you very un-American. You guys are a bunch of crybabies. Grow up! By the way, the caller's never in control, so why don't you get a new slogan? Boo-hoo.
Who's doing the crying?
Okay, they didn't take it so well.
Lightning, it's just talk radio.
It's just talk radio. We try to give in. We give information, but we also like to have fun. Some shows are just information overload, blah blah blah. No, I like entertainment. Thank you very much. And as far as the caller and control portion, sometimes I wonder if some of our listeners think that they can just call in and we'll put the phone down and they can just go off for a half hour while we go on a coffee break or something. Is that what you think we mean when we say
because
the caller's in control?
If you were that entertaining, you would have your own talk radio show.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
When we say the caller's in control, it means you can bring up whatever you want. It doesn't mean you get to get on the air and just ramble. 800-259-9231.
That's my job.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231.
That's what Ian does.
You can email the show as well. We got a bunch of emails to catch up on. We also got some great stuff on the way, including why it is that the military doesn't protect your freedom. Mm. Big myth in this country these days, and we're going to debunk it tonight. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can join us on the phones. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 28,000 posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of users, over almost to 700 now at freetalklive.com, the BBS. So check that out. It's a lot of fun. All kinds of different topics. Everything from, today's hot topic is child molesters. And we got lightweight stuff as well. But you can go and check it out at freetalklive.com. So, the military doesn't protect our freedom. Did you know that?
Well, I'm interested in hearing the article.
We're about to debunk the myth that you owe your freedom to the military. And I was actually presented with this myth not too long ago at a family dinner by my uncle, who was in the Vietnam War. And I we didn't really get into it at that point, and I'm glad, because I'm glad I've come across this article now. It's fascinating. Everywhere in my town, this is from LouRockwell.com, Brad Edmonds. Everywhere in my town, particularly around holidays, banners proclaim, freedom isn't free, thank the military. I beg to differ. Freedom is free. And the military not only is one of the elements threatening our freedom in the United States, but it was never intended to protect our freedom in the first place. Our framers decided that the natural right of each individual to own weapons and to form a militia with his neighbors was the best guarantor of freedom. Further, there's no provision in the Constitution for a permanent standing army. To the contrary, the framers considered a standing army a constant threat to liberty. If you don't if you don't believe that, you can check Article 1, Section 8. And I'm not sure which clause it is. I think it's like Clause 12, where it actually specifies that if the army is formed, it may only, and again, the government had the power by the Constitution to form the army, but only for 2 years, maximum. And at that point, it was to be dissolved and disbanded. How it is they're getting around that these days, I can only imagine perhaps they're simply reforming the army instantaneously every 2 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they actually have to sign paperwork every 2 years to make it constitutional or if they're just totally ignoring it. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
No idea.
I would imagine they're totally ignoring it. I would think that if you ran this by the average representative, they'd be confused.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know what they're... Well, what are you talking about?
Right.
Wait, didn't you read that document that you swore to protect?
It was a shocker to me when I found it out. I couldn't believe that. You know, you're born and raised in this country, you just assume that the army's the army, and that's how it always is. And that's how it always has been. But no, it was done that way for a reason. Why? Well, first, a standing army requires support via taxation. As we've seen recently, as Eisenhower warned when leaving office, and as General Smedley Butler, who wrote War is a Racket, we actually read a part of that a few months ago, revealed a generation before Eisenhower, if you start with a standing military, replete with high-ranking officers anxious to further their careers, add a presidential administration and a few hundred congressmen eager for block support, campaign contributions, and cushy jobs after leaving office, then add a few dozen large corporations armed with lobbyists and poised to make huge profits from war, and you get wars. Something else that we pointed out that he doesn't actually touch on here is the Federal Reserve System, which also contributes to wars in this country because they can just print up as much war money as they want to.
Yep.
They don't have to bother taxing anybody to go to war.
When there was when the currency was based on metal, there was a finite amount of it. It only used so many dollars per pound of silver or whatever it was, and
the people had it.
Yeah, it was out there in circulation. So if the government wanted some, they had to sell bonds or have a special war tax. For instance, we have the tax on our cell phones is from the Spanish-American War. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
I believe that's so. Spanish-American
War. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff. So, and back when they, this was still in the time frame that they had to ask for the money. That's what you get. Now they just, if they want to fight a war, well, we're fighting a war, and if you don't like it, too bad.
Plus, taxes that are raised during war generally are not lowered afterward, as you just pointed out. Remember that the practice of withholding income tax from your paycheck was instituted as a temporary measure during World War II. The GW administration has not raised taxes, but in increasing U.S. debt profligately while printing money, has assured you will suffer a virtual tax increase soon in increased inflation and a nominal tax increase sometime in the future to deal with the debt load.
Sure.
Where in all
can't spend money without having to pay for it somewhere along the line.
Where in all of this is the military protecting our freedom? U.S. military forces haven't successfully defended Americans against an attack since the War of 1812, which itself was brought on in part by Jefferson's idiotic embargo against the U.K. Remember also that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor because of FDR's strangling embargo. We were literally cutting off supplies and the things that Japan needed to survive. You expect them to sit there and take that?
I don't.
Our Navy was caught by surprise also because FDR didn't have the decency to inform them that the Japanese were on the way. And he did know.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't fit into his plans. A surprise attack was better to enrage the U.S. populace and to get us to support entry into World War II. What can the U.S. military do to protect our freedom in the future? Nothing. Japan had no desire to invade the mainland U.S. They knew individuals could defend themselves, as in a rifle behind every blade of grass. To conquer, you must occupy, which means that you must have people on foot and or an obedient populace.
And you're never going to fight a land war in America with the Second Amendment still even partially in place. Because there's a shotgun in every other house in America. And the ones that don't have them, as soon as we're invaded, they're going to go to their neighbor's house where there's two and get one.
Well, as a very specific example of this, I mean, everybody, we have people call the show from time to time that are afraid that Chinese are going to come here and invade America. Well, look at what we're doing in Iraq. We can't even handle a ragtag group of insurgents.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys have guns.
They're estimated in the low thousands.
We're the big, bad military. We're the best military in the world.
We've got 150,000 people over there, boots on the sand in Iraq, and we can't stop these guys.
No. You think any other military in this world could even put a dent in the United States? On a ground troop basis?
Not with our pioneer, not with the pioneer spirit that we have.
Maybe only in Washington, D.C.
It'll come back.
Maybe they could take Washington, D.C. or New York City where there's gun bans.
They can have it.
There's gun bans there, which is why they'd be able to do that.
They can have D.C. Please, take D.C.
Little China. Freedom from invasion is assured by an armed and ready population, not by a military, especially not by one expending most of its resources in foreign countries. At the time of our founding, the role of the military was to defend our borders. Since then, the military has been used primarily as an enforcement arm of the foreign policy goals of the White House and Congress. The biggest threat to our freedom isn't foreign invasion anyway. The biggest threat is Washington itself. The presidential administration, Congress, and the Supreme Court. We've lost privacy and civil liberties precipitously since 9/11, and our military can do nothing to stop that. The military forces, I mean, I suppose if they wanted to take it upon themselves to eject the politicians from office, they could.
Yeah.
But considering they just follow orders for a living, odds are that's not going to happen.
Not so in every other country. Some other countries, you know, generals take over all the time.
The military forces were intended to protect us from our own government. Never were intended, nor have they been in any nation. And ominous as the taxation required to support the military, though, is the second reason that it's a potential threat to our liberty. It can be turned against us by Washington. We saw this in the civil rights upheavals of the 1960s, at Kent State, Waco, and at worst in 1861. What can we do, then, to recapture our freedom? Take responsibility for it. Own a high-powered rifle and know how to use it safely and responsibly. Educate yourself and your friends about the dangers of forcible government. Make yourself as financially independent of the government as possible. Urge your representatives at all levels of government to vote against every new law that arises and erase laws that are on the books now. Freedom is really free. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. If I say blowout and you think holiday party, think again. That's a fun blowout. But there's another kind that's a four-letter word. When we come back, I'll spell it out for you. Soft, strong, absorbent. That's Scotch Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scotch Shop Towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scotch Shop Towels fill the bill. Buy Scotch Shop Towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. What's a four-letter word for holiday stress? T-I-R-E, blowout. Yep, having one of your tires blow out to or from holiday parties is no fun. Here's what to do and what not to do. Slam on brakes? Not. This may be your first inclination, but slamming brakes causes loss of control.
Rather, place hands at 10 and 2 o'clock on the steering wheel and hang on tight. Now, slowly brake. And for a safe holiday, practice this scenario in your head before you have to handle it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition. You can talk about anything. That's how it always is. Six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can also email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it could happen. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your call. So let's talk to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening, man?
I just wanted to mention about the ESRB thing with that whole Grand Theft Auto fiasco.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Being the big gamer that I am, I just had to call in about this. But
tell us what's happening, because a lot of people have no idea what you're talking about, David.
Oh, I think I posted it on the message board, but for those that haven't heard already, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is being pulled off the shelves because it's been given an AO rating now by the ESRB because of pressure brought on by politicians and stuff. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's terrible.
I think it is terrible. And I know it sounds kind of weird, but this is one of the things that kind of started getting me to pay attention to what the government's doing, because I just don't like them to dip into my personal affairs. It's like,
oh, but we need to protect the children. We need to protect the children, David.
Well, you know what? I have a 4-year-old, and he plays Grand Theft Auto, and he likes the game.
You're corrupting him. You're turning him into a moral midget.
Exactly. So, do you let him play with the hot coffee modification?
No. Actually, he doesn't play San Andreas. I don't let him play that one, because there's more foul language in that one, and I don't want him to pick that up.
Wait a minute.
There is.
But wait, what's the difference if there's more foul language versus the other game, which has foul language?
Well,
right?
in Grand Theft Auto 3 and in Vice City, there is foul language, but very little of it, not very much, only on certain parts of the game, whereas in San Andreas,
yeah,
you know, as you're grabbing someone from the car, he'll shout out something sometimes, you know, so it's a lot more often that it's burst out. So I'll let him play that. But he doesn't play it just to, you know, go and pick up hookers and to snipe people and stuff.
Right.
He's not playing it for the right reason.
Right, no.
he doesn't deserve to play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas if he's not slapping hoes and sniping people.
Well, see, he likes, like, you know, cars and Hot Wheel cars and all that stuff.
Right.
And
me too.
He likes the ability to just kind of grab whatever car you want and just free roam around. And that's
he's
going to
turn into a carjacker later on in life. This is terrible. You're corrupting him.
He's going to grow up with no sense of ownership. He's just going to think that he can yank anybody he wants to out of any car at any time and just drive off.
You know, getaway might be a better game for him.
And if the police are after him, he just needs to find a little star somewhere and he'll be okay.
Well, you know what? That's my child, so let me worry about that. Right?
That's right. Yes. That's awesome.
I want to point out, just kind of recap this story here. In case you haven't heard, Grand Theft Auto is one of the most popular games of recent years, I think. It's on various different game systems. It's on the computer. I mean, you can pretty much get it. If you've got a game system that was manufactured within the last 4 years, you've probably come across Grand Theft Auto at some point. It's that popular. And the purpose of the game is, there's actually a plot you can follow where you're basically a gangster or a thug or something like that, and you go around and you do thuggish, gangsterish things. Or you can just go out on, strike out on your own, and just randomly go and beat people, and as you were saying, snipe people, pick up hookers, take people's cars, drive around the streets, kill cops.
The cops will be out after you.
Yes, the cops will go after you as you start committing crimes, and the more crimes you commit, the more the cops want to get you. I mean, it's a blast to play this game. I played one of the original ones. I haven't played the newest one, but apparently in the newest version, Grand Theft Auto, what's it called?
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
And don't they actually create cities that are kind of almost dead on accurate to the real ones?
Oh yeah, the world is very much alive. You know, it feels like you're really playing in a real place because there's people walking around, cars and stuff. It's like three major cities, and
Vice
they all kind of mimic other
Vice City, which is the city in the one that came out before San Andreas, is very much 1984 Miami.
Very much.
Like Miami Vice. Now it makes sense now.
So
in San Andreas, apparently what is causing all this controversy now is the programmers. You know, when you're making a game, you put in what are called Easter eggs. And usually that means there's a hidden level or a hidden code that gets you some, you know, bonus items or something like that. It's something that's not in the game normally, but if you know what you're doing.
You can hunt for it just like you would an Easter egg.
Exactly. And so it's a digital Easter egg. Well, this wasn't intended apparently as an Easter egg. It was apparently something that the programmers did just for fun. They took some of the characters in the game and I don't even know. I haven't seen what it's like. What happens to be general about it, what happens in this hidden scene?
It seems like it wasn't necessarily something that coders were trying to sneak in there. I think it was more that they were trying to provide what their the consumers wanted was just something a little more risque, you know?
Okay.
So in order to keep the game from getting an AO rating, they ended up taking that out.
So they cut it, but they didn't actually cut the code that made it happen. So somebody hacked the game, and then they distributed the hack on the internet, so everybody who downloads the hack can now see this hidden scene. And the content of the scene is what?
It's not a scene, it's a mini game.
All right. Oh. See, what happens is, without the mod, you get
modification.
Like some girlfriends, and you can date them, and your level goes up with them a certain amount, and at a certain point, they invite you inside for coffee.
Uh-huh.
And thus the term, the hot coffee mod. But they invite you in for coffee, and it cuts to, outside the house, and, you hear, you know, moans and groans, and then you have babies, you know, so it's obvious.
That's how the game is normally, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
But with the mod, but what was originally intended was that to be a mini game to where you kind of control what's happening and there's an excitement meter and stuff.
How graphic is it? I mean, is it?
Well, see, it's hard to tell how graphic it would have been because it was cut. So if you have the mod, I haven't played it myself, but I've seen screenshots of it. And the characters are still clothed, so they're not nude. Because they didn't have nude skins in the game, because that wasn't ever.
Does the hack provide nude skins? I mean, seriously.
I'm not sure, because someone was saying that.
That's what this is all about?
That in some females.
I thought this was about, some actual, game characters nude having full-on penetration sex or something.
No,
this is all about virtual dry docking?
Exactly.
I mean, really? Please.
That was taken out. Now, I mean, it's a little harder for coders to take code out of a game than it is for, say, a movie maker to cut a scene out of a movie to bring the rare down.
On how they had to go about implementing
it,
yes, it is.
Yeah,
it could be.
I mean, it depends on how they added it in,
right.
But, I mean,
I can't believe that's what this is about.
This
gets out. Their clothes are still on. They're basically simulating sexual motions, basically.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's suggestive of sex at best, I think.
Right.
And that's what, all of a sudden, the parent groups and the video game watchdog groups are in an uproar over this, and now, as a result of all the complaining and the threats that were being leveled against the ESRB, they've decided to relabel the game. It was M for mature, now it's AO for adults only, and if you want to hang on, man, hang on, 800-259-9231, because now they're pulling it off the shelves. In fact, I think David posted a message on the BBS saying that Best Buy has pulled it. And Torgo, you said that there's some other companies. We're going to name them coming up here. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. The Friday night edition of being here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there, last 6 days of the show. Are for free. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you go scroll past day six, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. Click that link and you'll be taken back to months worth of the show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. So go and check that out. We're talking about Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, the newest version of the game that somebody came out with a little modification for. See, now, when games are released, and by the way, we have David on the line from California, the resident game expert. Here on Free Talk Live. David, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey.
Now, in the gaming world, David, and you know this, when games come out, especially for the computer, but now I think the Xbox, it's starting to happen a lot more often with the Xbox. Basically, there are, for a game with some popularity to it, there is inevitably going to be what's called the game community or the modding community, where the fanatics that just love the game that they're currently playing take time in their free time to actually create additional files, additional modifications for those games. Sometimes that can mean a whole new set of levels, different characters. Some people actually, in some games, depending on which game, what game it is, they can change the entire game. I mean, you can literally totally remake an entire game. So
it's like a whole new game.
Yeah.
Very different.
So what has happened here is someone has released a modification that unlocks a little mini game that was in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And this particular mini game, the purpose of it is to have sex with the game's women, basically.
Right.
Am I correct so far?
Right, right.
We now, come for your women.
Yeah. I'm actually looking at some of the screenshots from this on the internet. And you're right. Most of the characters here are clothed. Apparently there's also a nude version of this patch. Mm. But that's something that someone created outside of the game. They didn't actually have that in the game. They created all that stuff outside of it, but they make it so the games, you can just add in whatever modifications you want to. So
right.
That's something that the users get to do. In this case,
right.
Some of this code was actually still in the game, and that's what's causing the hubbub. That's what's causing the stir. And as a result, the ratings board has re-rated the game. It was at an M for mature. And by the way, M for mature means that it's intended for people who are 17 and up.
Right.
The adults only rating, which is what it's been re-rated as, is, well, intended for adults only. So I guess that means 18 and up.
Yes. 18 and up.
How asinine is that, David?
Well, that's because somewhere between the ages of 17 and 18, we come to the realization that only we can decide what's best for ourselves.
Yeah, for some reason.
No.
I remember that. I remember that. Sometime in September of that year, I just woke up one morning, and I knew that I could finally make my own decisions. Just I hadn't been ready for it until that moment.
I was at the time mindlessly controlled by Dungeons and Dragons, and so you know.
Oh, so you're like I am now then.
Well,
so now,
evil too.
Now, David, I think you posted that Best Buy has pulled the game from their shelves. What do you have a list of any of the other companies game sellers that have done this?
From what I've read so far, it's most of the major retailers, Best Buy, Walmart, Target. I hear that GameStop and Electronics Boutique will also be pulling it off their shelves as well.
Which really surprises me. Well, if GameStop pulls, then EB is going to as well because they're in
now. Yeah, they just got bought. So.
But I'm surprised that GameStop is going to pull it because GameStop is owned overall by Barnes & Noble. And
right.
That just doesn't seem like a very Barnes & Noble move to just censor something like that. I don't know. It's really surprising.
They're
to
known
me.
For having risque books on the shelves and things like that.
And
well,
just
part of the
making
too,
available to people what it is they want to purchase.
Part of the thing, too, is that Sony and Microsoft don't allow AO-rated games on their consoles either.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm not sure, but it seems like it'll just be stopped. Well, either they'll have to modify it, take that out, which in that sense, it'll still be the same game. You still have to, I mean, the game itself won't be any different, just that little hidden content in there would be gone. But that would be the only way that they would be able to sell it on those consoles again.
Yeah, that's relatively easy.
If you've got a license for development using Microsoft's SDK for the Xbox, you can't use it to develop a game that would have an AO rating?
I'm not sure about that, but like I said, from what I've read, they just don't allow those AO-rated games on there. So, I mean,
it's their system, they can do what they want.
Oh, my God.
Right, so, I mean, it's like...
Well, nobody makes
one.
AO games. Nobody makes
right,
them.
Because there's no point. Because no one will either allow it in their major retailers or
right.
They won't allow it on the consoles. So.
Because of this silly, puritanical society that we have today where sex is forbidden and it's scary and
well, let's not,
it's bad.
Let's not forget that these guys had to go very, very, very far to find this little scene.
Right.
Yes, they did.
Well, because it was never found in the PS2 version until they found it in the PC version and then looked closer at the PS2 version and there it was.
Well, I think you mean the Xbox version?
No, the PS2 is what it was originally released for.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can you mod
the
PS2 game, too?
You can't.
Well, no, but it's a little different to get it. You enter in, like, a Game Shark cheat or something.
Oh,
and then
okay, so there's a code,
stuff.
Then. Okay,
right.
There's an Easter egg code.
Right.
David, thanks for the update, man. We appreciate the info, dude. You keep
hey,
us
no
up to date
problem,
on
guys.
All that video game info. It's interesting. 800-259-9231. And I'm so tired of this. It's based on the Puritanism that is all over this country. And it's obvious that people that buy this game appreciate it for what it has in it. I think that there needs to be a boycott of these companies. They need to know that their clients aren't all a bunch of Puritans. 800-259-9231. And if you think this ban is a good thing, or this voluntary ban, call us up. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're still inside hour number one here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we got a bunch of cool stuff for you, and it's all free. We got the live stream, we got the bulletin board system, archives, etc. Actually, you can go and vote for us right now if you'd like over at podcastawards.com. Our listeners have nominated us for the best cultural political podcast. We're one of four that have been nominated, and you can go vote as long as you have an email address. Just go to podcastawards.com. You can vote once every 24 hours from now until the 31st.
Is that how that works?
That's how it works.
I didn't check back after I nominated the show for a...
You nominated the show?
I did nominate the show.
Great. Well, we're in, and the voting has begun, so go to podcastawards.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live. All you have to do is scroll down a little bit. We're, like, the third category on the left. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Show about your calls. Let's talk to Duke. Duke in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, good evening, guys. This is actually Puke. I think the board got it wrong.
Duke. Hey, well, you're Duke now.
Yeah, my bad.
Write home and tell your mom your name's Duke.
I will.
What's up, Puke?
That's all right. He was probably just confused because who in the right mind is going to use my nickname?
I don't want to talk about the military, but how do you feel about this Grand Theft Auto thing?
I think it's total BS because especially since the fact that, like, you know, you have to basically know what you're doing in order to find the objectionable content.
Yeah, it's not like you can stumble across it.
Yeah, and the game has already been out for a couple of years. So it's
no, I think this is a newer game. This is like maybe 6 months, right?
No, it came out a little over a year ago, probably about a year and a half ago. It's just the
peak.
Sony has a year or two or a year and a half exclusivity with Rockstar Games on all of their new title releases.
Ooh.
And then after that, they can release it for other platforms as well. So this is when the PC version came out last month.
Got it.
Yeah, so I purchased it when it first came out on PlayStation, and I've purchased every single one that they've made. And I really enjoy it because I like the fact that there's a game out there where I can do these kind of things that I can't do in real life. You know, it's
like kill cops.
It's fun. Yeah. I mean, if I did that in real life, I have a brain, so I understand that's not going to, you know,
do me
any good.
Would you consider a boycott of some of these companies that have pulled this game from their shelves?
Yes, I would.
I mean, pretty much that means you probably wouldn't be able to go to any brick-and-mortar location and buy this game.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know of any brick-and-mortar locations that haven't pulled this game from their shelves.
Yeah.
So you probably have to buy it online.
What I can't... I also wonder, though, is perhaps this could be something that the game makers could use to their advantage. They could make the acceptable version for everyone that has the acceptable rating, and then, like, on their website or something, or on a specialty retailers, they could have the AO rating version.
Sure, they could. It'd be limited, you know, it'd be limited sales that they would have that way. I mean, the benefit of having these games on the shelves is it's easy for people to go and get them. I mean, they just walk in and buy the game as opposed to having to seek out a website and just, I mean, for some people don't even have internet access. What about those people?
That would also be, well, I mean, specialty retailers as in, like, adult stores.
I see what you mean.
Comic book shops or something could sell these things, right?
Now, I know you actually had a real topic or something like that, so if you want, hang on. You want to talk about the military, right, Pete? Hang on. 800-259-9231, because he's a military man. He's actually probably calling from his military base.
Well, hoorah.
This is your show. I think he's Army, but I'm not positive on that. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. 800-259-9231. So we're calling for a boycott of all these low-life retailers that are pulling this game from their shelves. Let them know that we're not all Puritans.